The death toll is rising at the nation's veterans' hospitals, and not just among the patients. Records released to WYER News by the Department of Veterans Affairs show at least 23 VA employees have died of COVID-19 nationwide. And in Syracuse, VA employees have not escaped infection. The head of the union representing VA health workers says a lack of protective equipment is putting doctors and nurses at risk.
These are the same people, you know, that had to care for our veterans, right? And if you're giving them that risk of exposure, think of veterans exposed unnecessarily, and that's the reason why we're trying to raise this awareness.
Reports show a growing number of workers are also in isolation. WYER's Scott McFarlane has more.
More than 2,200 employees have tested positive for the virus at U.S. VA medical centers locally. That includes at least six at the Syracuse VA Medical Center. There are hundreds more recovering at the major New York VA hospitals in and around New York City. The agency says the infection rate among workers is actually lower than at some private hospitals because of its policies on personal protective devices. But Everett Kelly, president of the American Federation of Government Employees, a union representing VA workers, says in some parts of the country, the agency has been rationing masks.
Now, veterans exposed unnecessarily, and that's the reason why we're trying to raise this awareness, you know, because we think that, you know, the VA could have been better prepared. We think they should have been better prepared.
To slow the spread among patients and staff, the VA has ended visitation at its 135 nursing homes nationwide. Scott McFarlane, WYER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WYER.org.